So often when we think to pray for the school personnel, we forget all the supporting staff. So today we are going to pray for them. They're usually overlooked, many are part-time, and often deal with students on a whole different level. These will include the administrative assistant, the encumbrance clerk, teacher's aide, paraprofessional, the school nurse, the computer technician, the school nutritionist, the cook, the cafeteria crew, the custodian, maintenance, and the bus drivers. Father, we thank you that in your word, you, through Paul, said you appeal to us, brothers and sisters, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another in what you say, and there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly united in mind and thought. And you also say in your word to do everything with brotherly love and to think of less of ourselves and more of others. So, Father, even though not everybody at the schools in the supporting roles are Christians, but we are praying, Father, that they will focus on the students and supporting the school and making it run well. We thank you for the administrative assistant. We lift them all up. They're often the first person that people see when they come into the offices, the school office, and it's an important position in this school because they tend to know what's going on in the day-to-day operations, as well as they're the communication gatekeeper, often communicating with parents. We pray their communication is clear, forthcoming, authentic, honest. They don't hide anything, that they don't feel overwhelmed with answering phones and the mailings and the organizing files and a host of other things and meetings. We pray, Father, that they will screen the school administrator and make their job easier. And we pray, God, that you would just anoint them. The encumbrance clerk, who has the hardest job, is making sure everybody is paid and everybody is billed accordingly, and all the things to do with money. We pray, God, that they would not feel overwhelmed either, and that you would bless them in their dealings, help them to be honest and ethical. We pray for the teacher's aides, who often have to take care of students with all kinds of problems. We pray, God, that they will learn how to make it easier on the teacher, and that they would learn how to do their menial tasks like copying papers, grading, do that with high standards and great ethics. Even in how they contact parents, give them better communication skills. The paraprofessional, we lift them up, God. They're the ones who assist in the special ed area. And we pray, God, that they would be given special grace and patience to minister to the students who are struggling in class. The school nurse, who often sees kids with all kinds of issues, pray, God, that they will help the child calm down, help the parent not get overrun by things, and be able to communicate that without any nervousness or fear or putting that on anyone, and that there are minimal issues that the nurse would have to deal with. We lift up the cook, computer technician, and ask, God, that you would help them oversee the computers, that none of the children would use or abuse them, that they'd have strict guidelines and protect them from having any malware or any network issues. They would be used uprightly and with high standards. For all those involved with feeding the children, the school nutritionist, the cook, and the cafeteria crew, we pray, God, that they would create menus that are healthy to the students and would give them the needed nutrition and protein to help them learn more effectively, and grant them ways on how to manage the students when they're picking up the food and might make a lot of different comments. We pray for the maintenance and the custodian, who have so many things to do, from small menial ones to large things to fix. We pray that they're able to do it quickly so that classrooms aren't too hot or too cold, that they have the lighting that they need, and that everything is operation functionally, but help them to also feel valued. And then the bus driver, oh my goodness, that they would be able to provide a safe transportation and an environment that is, hey Google, off. And that their transportation would be safe and they'd be able to know how to handle the students that are on the bus. We thank you for that interruption, because that's exactly what happens for bus drivers. And we know, God, that they need your protection. So we pray for a hedge of protection on everybody, that all of these people would be used by you, Father God, to minister to the students in a way that's positive and uplifting and to keep the school running smoothly. And we thank you for them. May they feel valued and important, in Jesus' name.